It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Draw one by Michigan Tech. Sweeney at the point. 45 seconds left to go in the period. Carroll with a shot. Through traffic. Scores!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by The Turvo Agency, Bucko's Party Store, The Library Restaurant, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen, University Images and the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore, Superior Smiles, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Hancock Bottling, Gartner's Gallery, Peterlin Distributing, Lake Accounting, and Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts in Houghton, and Kissel Chevrolet Calumet and Kissel Automotive in Lawns.
Passes a shot! Scores! What a play by the Huskies!
Now, here's the head coach of the Huskies, Mel Pearson, and your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Thank you very much. It is the Mel Pearson Show on a Monday morning, and what an exciting weekend of Michigan Tech hockey we just witnessed. The Huskies taking on Alaska last Friday and Saturday night at the McGinnis Student Ice Arena. Come from behind overtime win 4-3 on Friday night. And on Saturday night, 3-2 in regulation. Two very tight games, exciting crowds. And it took a little while sometimes for the Huskies to get the engine going, but once they did, they got it done. And congratulations, Coach. Two big wins, our 17th and 18th wins of the season.
Well, good morning, Dirk, and thank you very much. And, yeah, they were a little bit of a struggle this weekend, but we got the job done, and that's the bottom line. I mean, this time of year, it's, you know, the dog days of January and February, and you got to find a way to get points. And I really take my hat off to our players with all that's going on with the injuries and, you know, and getting behind, and you know, there's so much going on in the context of the game, and for them to you know, continue to play and play hard and find a way to get two wins is you know, I'm really happy for them, because they're putting in a lot of work and they're getting some obviously some rewards for all their that hard work.
It's so hard to figure out why we are struggling in the first couple of periods as far as getting leads and holding on to leads. And I know you know, it's hard for a coach to come up with the answer. I've asked many of the players why they thought, and nobody seems to know. It's just one of those things. But as long as we're able to come back, I guess nobody really cares, right?
Well, I care.
To a certain point.
You have to be careful, because as you go forward and you start to play, you know, the games get bigger and you play better teams and you get them in the playoffs and, you know, whatnot, you're going to have to get off to a good start. You cannot keep burying yourself, you know. But if you look at our stats, our first period statistically, goals for is our worst by a long margin. And I can't tell you we've played poorly in the first period. Some, maybe a few games, but most games we're ready to play. We play well. We just can't score. And when you don't score, then, you know, obviously every shot against you becomes you know, that much more intense, especially if you give up goals. And we haven't given up many goals in the first period either, so it's been pretty good. But we have to start scoring, you know, and getting the lead and playing with the lead more. Having said that, it's nice knowing we can come back. We don't panic. You know, we play. We continue to play. It seems like we only get better as the game goes on.
But it does have to change, because the competition is going to get better here down the line.
Yeah, and you can't, you know, like we talk about all the time, you can't force offense, you know, and sometimes it's just not going to go in, you know, and you have to be rock solid defensively. But if you start giving up the lead, and some of these teams sit on the lead, you know, they start to play really, you know, pack it in defensively, and it even makes it more difficult, and then you can get frustrated and get away from your game plan and whatnot. And, you know, we've seen it not only in college sports, but pro sports too. So we have to do a better job in that. And as a coach, it's our responsibility to try and change things up to see if we can get away from that, you know, whether it's what time we bring them to the locker room, what we're doing on game days, what we're doing on the night before the game, our pregame routine, what we're doing on the ice, just everything. You start to look and dissect everything that we can change to help us get off to better starts.
Overall, Coach, look at the weekend against Alaska. Were they the type of games that you expected from the Nanooks against the Huskies?
No question. I mean, you know, they're a good hockey team. They're a really good hockey team, and you can see that. They skate. They've got a couple of the premier players in all of college hockey, and Colton Parayenko on defense. I mean, he's as good as anybody. Yeah. I mean, he's going to play in the National Hockey League and play for a long time. And, you know, obviously the Tyler Morley's a really good hockey player, skilled, but they've got a nice, you know, complementing cast, and they play hard, and they can beat anybody. You know, they beat Mankato, Minnesota State this year. They, you know, like I told you, they took Bowling Green. They're up 4-2 with under a minute left. And, just found a way to unfortunately lose that game. But no, the games went, you know, like I thought they would have been. I thought they'd be hard fought, close games. As you know, we got embarrassed in here by them last year, so that wasn't lost on our players. And the beauty of it is, you know, there's no David Johnstone in your lineup. There's no Tyler Hanen in your lineup. There's no Mike Neville in your lineup. C.J. Ike did not play on Saturday night. He's not in your lineup. You know, so as we go forward. And I do have to give a lot of credit to Billy McAlton, Joe Sean, and Tyler Shalaz for bringing along our other players who maybe haven't had the opportunity to play that much, but keeping them in shape and keeping them mentally prepared so when they do get these opportunities, they can come in and help the team, which they have, whether it's a Patrick Anderson or you know, a Max Vallis who comes in. You know, all those players are doing a fantastic job for us. But like I said, my hat's off to our coaches who've done an excellent job keeping everybody, you know, ready to go.
Well, how about Patrick Anderson? I mean, this kid who's, I mean, really didn't know if he was ever going to get a chance to play, but yet worked his tail off every practice from what I understand. And, you know, has really helped out 2 assists already.
Well, it's amazing. And regardless of the points, he's a plus player, you know, and that's what you want. So, you know, which means he's on the ice when you score and not on the ice to give up any goals against. And that's so important. And but if you know Patrick Anderson, that's just the way he's wired. You know, he just works hard. It doesn't matter what the situation, what the circumstances are. And, you know, that's why he's playing. And that's why you can put him in and he does a good job. And he's only going to get better. You know, he's only going to get better with games and more confident, and he'll give you everything he has. It might not be the prettiest, might not be the fastest, might not be the strongest, but you know what? You're going to go to battle with guys like that because they'll find a way to get the job done.
Let me ask you this, Coach. When it comes to putting these players in who have not played for a lot of hockey, Max Vallis, Patrick Anderson, just to name a couple, when we have these injuries that are kind of creeping up on us right now, how much conversation between you and the assistant coaches go on before a decision is made on that?
Well, a lot, you know, and you'd like to be a fly on the wall in the room and just, you know, you go round and round and you just want to make sure you're doing the right thing, not only for that individual when you're considering, but also for the team, because a team, you know, can reflect and you know, they watch what you're doing too. So it's really important that you're putting players in that have earned the opportunity. I think that's the biggest thing with our team is you have to earn the right to play. You know, it's a privilege to play, you know, and so the guys, we always talk about that. That's your games is practice. You know, you continue in practice, then eventually, you know, if you get your chance, you have to be ready. And that's the other thing is you have to be ready given the opportunity. So many guys want the opportunity and they get it and they're not ready for it, you know. So you have to be ready for all the talk and everything. That's great. But when you get that opportunity, you get that chance, you take advantage of it because you don't know how many chances you're going to get. And, you know, if you can go in there and do a good job and, you know, your teammates can see that and the hustle and everything, then obviously, you know, you'll continue to get opportunities to play. And so that's so important, it's just being ready.
All right, let's get to the games. What a great game on Friday night. We got the first goal of the game. No scoring again in the first period, Coach. Shots were 11-6 in favor of the Huskies. And I thought we played pretty well in that first period.
Yeah, I thought we got off to a good start. That might have been our best period other than the last 5 minutes maybe and the overtime. You know, I thought we were, you know, ready to play. I made the comment after the game that we were flat. You know, you could sense a little bit of you can feel the energy. You know, when you have that extra step or that energy. And I thought this was the first time this year that we were what we call sluggish, flat, did not seem to have the energy. Even though we had a decent first period, I think if we would have scored, that would have helped ignite us a little bit. But we don't. And then, obviously, the period continued. I thought as the period went on, we got worse.
So we go into the second period, no score. But Joel Esperance finally breaks the scoreless tie. 6:59, the time of the goal, giving the Huskies a 1-0 lead on Friday night.
Chris Leibinger, he'll bring it up the sidewall, and he by himself will get the puck outside of the zone. Hedlund now, between the sticks, over for Esperance. Now for Patrick Anderson, to the front! Patrick Anderson with a great feed over for Esperance! Take a 1-0 lead with 13-1 left to go in the second.
Nobody gave up on that play. Nice pass by Hedl under the sticks of the defender and then having to kind of chased down the puck. Patrick Anderson couldn't do anything but throw it through the front of the net.
Well, no question. A lot of good things happened on that play. Chris Liebringer made a good play breaking it out.
He did, man.
From our zone, he really had to battle along the boards and won the battle. You know, and we talk about those one-on-one battles and those board battles. He did a good job, and obviously we came up ice, and good job by Patrick taking it wide. And then Joel Esperance, you know, went to the net and hung around. He just didn't vacate. He didn't swing by. So, big goal.